Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my books, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new award-winning book, The Third Ingredient, is a book has recently won 5 awards. I'm so proud of it. You can go to The Third Ingredient, the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. And you can also go to Amazon. It's there with all the other books I've written. And I hope you enjoy it. I think you will. It'll explain to you why we're feeling so anxious right now. When you read that book, you'll understand why we're feeling so anxious about technology right now. So, all right, another segment with just you and me. I want to remind you that coming up in the next half hour, Ann Zimmerman and I are going to talk about the tax bill, the new tax code. The Tax Cut and Jobs Act, TCJA. I'm glad they didn't call it tax reform, because that would have been a lie. This is not tax reform, this bill. It is a tax cut, but the tax cut mostly came for corporate America. Small businesses got the shaft. They got the gold mine, we got the shaft. And over a year ago, April 6th of 2017, when I started reading some of the things that they were working on, I could tell that they were going to load it up for big companies, the Congress was. And I wrote an article. Go back and look at I've forgotten the date. It was the end of the month, September 2017. You can go on my website or go to wherever I publish my column. You can find that article, and you can see that. I warned you. I said, hey, folks, I'm worried about this. I think they're going to roll us under the bus, and the small businesses under the bus. And then in September of that year, a year ago, this last September, I warned you about it again. And I said, because I saw language about what the bill was going to be in the bill, and it indicated to me that they were going to. Well, what they said was this: they said we're going to change the code. But we're not going to allow wealthy individuals to play around with the code. Now, I'm paraphrasing what they said, but in the article I wrote in September, end of September 2017, I had the specific exact language of that bill, of that part of the bill that bothered me. And what that told me was the IRS was going to get more up in our business. They were going to be able to determine, how you and I, allocate income. That told me they were going to start picking winners and losers, and I warned you about that. And then the bill hit in December, and then I wrote another article where I picked it apart, and I showed you how what I had been predicting came to pass. In fact, as I said, it was actually worse than I thought it was going to be. It actually is worse than I thought it was going to be, because small business owners got a tax deduction. Corporate America got a huge, almost 100%, almost 50% tax cut with no qualifications, permanent, 21%, down to 21%, permanent, no qualifications. Small business owners got a 20% deduction that everyone doesn't get. And it's not even permanent. And so I started raising you know what about it back then, back in December. And I've been doing it ever since. I wrote another article, and I've been reporting on this this year. I guess it was March or so. I wrote a piece about how my concern was that you were going to become uncompetitive with your employees because corporate America's got this fistful of dollars. They can throw at your key employees because they can't find their own key employees. There are not that many qualified people in the marketplace, so they're going to start poaching your folks. They can do all kinds of cool things with all the money they got. You and I didn't get that money, but we got these cool employees, and I've been worried that they would be poached, and I'm still worried about that. So forewarned is forearmed. That's all I'm telling you. That's the point I'm making about this right now. And so I'm still upset about this. I'm still concerned about this. We don't know yet. We don't yet know how bad this could be for small business. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm pretty good with math. I don't think I am going to be wrong. I pray I'm wrong. Please, Lord, make me be wrong about this, because I don't want anything like this to happen to small businesses. But I'm pretty good at math, and I'm not an accountant, but I'm pretty good understanding how that world works, and it just doesn't stack up right. And so that's the reason why I've asked Ann Zimmerman to join us, and she's going to be with us in the next half hour. She's a CPA, small business CPA. She's become an expert in this law. And I'm going to ask her. Maybe she'll disagree with me. Maybe she'll tell me I'm wrong. Blasting Game, you're way offline. You've become derailed. You need to back off on this. You're wrong. I hope she does. I hope she can prove that I am wrong. But I'm telling you, a year from now, once we file our taxes, our returns, once this law gets promulgated by the IRS, and we start seeing who can take these deductions and who can't, and some of the horror stories, there are going to be horror stories from successful people, people who worked hard to finally make some money, and they're going to get screwed by this law, small businesses. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.